What's up, guys? Welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies.
I'm
Boy.
Oh.
Wasn't done.
Oh, good.
I'm Artem.
Key?
Hello?
Is he here?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Let's do it again.
No. Let's continue because this seems like a disaster, but it is not on the scale of coronavirus. What's up, guys? I hope you guys are staying safe. My name is Artem. We have Miguel and
Hello.
We have Key in the lobby. We're doing language studies this week, and the language we chose was Indonesian because
One of our really good friends
is
from Indonesia, so we decided, I think we kind of recapped it last week, try to understand and like get a better grasp of his language, seeing as two of the Artem and Keith regularly go to his house, so I think it'd be something good to try. But yeah, let's go and start.
Go ahead, Miguel.
So,
we're all ears.
Yeah, so for me, the way I kind of approach this is similar to how I approach a lot of different things. I go online and I listen to things. So there was a, I want to say it's called Indonesian Pod 101. It's a very friendly lady, and she just kind of went over like general greetings, and then she tried to go into detail of like when to use this word as opposed to, you know, the formal or informal sentences. I'm not even gonna try to speak it because it's hard. It's an easy, in my opinion, easy language to kind of like look, try to pronounce and read. But like I think within a week the understanding was that's what lacked for me. I think
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I mean you can say it, right? Like you can look at the word and you can say it like how you write apa kapa. I mean
yeah.
I can say it normally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pronunciation is not a problem for me. But
right.
The understanding behind that pronunciation is like a problem for me.
Absolutely.
Because my brain, it cannot translate it, right? But because the Vietnamese people, they live next to Thai people, and the Thai people have almost the same kind of pronunciation like this, so
mm-hmm.
I can almost like say it.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, yeah. Because like as I was trying to say things, I'm like, I'm just saying words that I've memorized. Like there's no meaning, you know? So that was kind of hard for me to try to like, because what I wanted to do was like to do like how you try to learn in language in school. You start from the very basic, so like the numbers, the days of the week, you know, your normal greetings, and then just kind of move up from there. But like, I don't know if it's because all three of us already speak two different languages, and I'm sure more. But for me, I only speak English and Spanish. It was definitely a lot harder to try to like cram another language in there and try to like associate another word, because we're not associating just one word.
Yeah.
We're associating two different words in two different other languages. So I think that was difficult for me. But I mean, all in all, it's something that we definitely have time to do. So we tried it. Yeah, I think.
What if like you chose, like you said, assimilating with two different languages, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you, because for me, I just chose English, you know, like I wasn't even going to try to assimilate it in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just chose like a Google Translate. And what I did is kind of what you're talking about, like the start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of going all the way back to the beginning of like, you know, figure out what the alphabet is and like what the numbers are and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just went straight to like the phrases of what I thought, like, because like what we said in the beginning, you know, Minky frequently visit his house.
Right.
So like, you know, it'd be fun to like come in and just be like, you know, like, Salam, you know, and be like, Namaya Sarte Artem, Ande Mimiliki Ruma Yanganda, you know, like that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff. And they'll just be like, oh my God, that's so good. And then they ask you a question and you're like, fuck.
That's all I got, guys.
Yeah, that's
I'll
it. Don't ask me more.
I'll be back next week.
Yeah. With more phrases.
With more phrases,
it's
right?
kind of like, remember, I don't know if you remember this, but when you came to visit us, right, from, mm-hmm. in the military, we went to a Burger King, right? And I was like showing off my Spanish, and the lady goes, okay, like I was ordering a hamburger, and she goes, okay, con queso, and I'm like, what? I could say everything else, but then when she said con queso, I'm like, oh, yo no sé.
Yeah, no.
You know? And you just like looked at me. You're like, cheese? I'm like, oh, yeah, sí. But the lady didn't look annoyed, though. That was interesting. You know, she was kind of like, you know, this guy does not speak Spanish. Even though he looks Spanish, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, you definitely get that a lot.
Yeah, I get that all the time. My family loves Hispanic people. but yeah, maybe that was... That was one of the things you should do. You should just pick a language, you know, mm-hmm. and that's the language you're translating the phrases from. But I also had the same issue that you have, like, because I don't know. First of all, I don't know how accurate Google Translate is. I know for Russian, it's fucking horrible. Do not use Google Translate for Russian, because I've tried a couple phrases. I'm mm-hmm. like, this makes zero sense. And I know with Keith's language, too, because I've tried, like, you know, make fun of him a little bit, and then he's like, what the hell did you just say?
Yeah, it doesn't fucking work, friend.
Oh
yeah.
No.
Yeah, and then like at the same time, you know, you type in like a phrase, right? Like I typed in you have a lovely home, and it gives you like Indonesian translation, but then I have zero clue which word means what, you know. I'm just assuming that this phrase is what I said, you know. Mm-hmm. But like,
And I think that was where I was getting kind of frustrated, because I wanted to understand what I was saying. Like, I wanted to understand that week is Minggu, but like I couldn't put like what day of the week or how many days of the week are there, or, you know, things like that. Because the way my head kind of works better is as soon as I understand that and I understand like the parts of the sentence, I can then adjust them. So I think it was very ambitious for us to try to like learn, especially for me, if I wanted to like understand it that in depth.
I mean, you gotta start somewhere, Miguel.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. And I've already decided that this is definitely a thing that I have to do.
Did you try any app to do it, like Duolingo or whatever? No.
I just, like I said, I just stuck to, because I'm on the computer all the time, uh-huh. And I also did like a 300 like most common used words, and I would just listen, and then the person would say the word, what it means, and then they repeat it 3 times, and then I would just try to like retain, you know.
So you learn by memorize it.
Yeah,
you try to memorize language. Yeah, it won't. For me, that shit doesn't work. No, I can't memorize Jack, you know.
Gotcha.
It depends on what you do, because the way I learned English, and as you guys can hear, my English is pretty good. I actually watched a lot of Friends, because when I came here, you know, when I was 13, and mm-hmm. obviously this is way different when you're like, you know, younger, as opposed to when you're like in close to your 30s, you know, mm-hmm. that learning becomes a kind of like a downhill battle, you know.
Exactly.
Or, sorry, not downhill, I'm an idiot, uphill battle. Downhill is actually the good way.
I got what you meant.
Anyways.
Learning so becomes for, downhill. Got yeah, it.
So much for good English. Anyways. So yeah, so a lot of actually people learn stuff by listening to it, you know, like, because for example, like with me, you know, I watch a lot of anime, mm-hmm. right? And I can pretty much not read at this point, because I've been doing this for a while, not read most of the subtitles. I know what they're saying, but the problem is I can't speak it, you know. Like I know like the basic stuff, like what they say, like a lot, but like if you ask me to construct like a sentence with like words that I know, I'd be like
but I think that's very understandable. I think it's like a second tier higher of learning or understanding another language. I mean, like you said, these common, we hear it so often that you're like, okay, well, they always say nani, and then it's dramatic, you know, like everybody understands that.
Right. So but you like, say nani, and then it immediately has to follow by omaiwa mo shinderio, you know, and then you go,
daddy. you gotta say like in a surprise tones, you know. Yeah. You cannot say nani and then just die like that. You'd be like, nani.
Yeah. And then I also watch a lot of Terrace House, which is like a Japanese like reality TV show on Netflix, which I absolutely love. And apparently one of the customs of Japanese people is that whenever somebody's speaking to you like face to face, you have to keep constantly making noise that you're like, yeah, I'm still here, even though you're looking the person in the eye. Like they'll be saying something to them and like, yeah, we need to get milk, and the guy goes, uh-huh, and then we need to get some bread, and the guy goes, oh.
Like Rosho Beater,
I think it's just like
Rosho Beater, he was like the African.
Oh yeah.
Obede.
Yeah. Obede. Yeah. Please do not yell in the casino. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, oh, so man. It's just it kind of like goes of however you decide to learn the language.
I think listening to it was actually a very good move, Miguel.
Yeah, and I really wish that this, because like there's so many things that you have to pay for, and I was like, bitch, I ain't paying for shit.
Right.
So like there was this one website that I could just kind of click and it would like read me the phrases, like common phrases, like she is a good person, or you know, things like that, or how many I think you said days of the week are there, or you know, what day is it, things like that that are conversational or like questions that you would need to ask someone. I think that would work best for me, because I think trying to understand each word and what each word means, it's not going to be possible. I would have to fully immerse myself in this culture and language, you know, and how to speak it
exactly
every day, I think, to be able to do what I'm trying
like,
to do.
Like you said, right, to immerse into a whole culture or whole thing, for to learn the language, you have to immerse yourself in a good way and in a good environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so no way you can just learn it right away. But for me, it's an experience, man. I mm-hmm. think we have the experience of it. And now when they speak the language Indo, we now understand, oh, they speak Indonesian. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now you can separate between different language. Because Japanese when they talk, Korean when they talk, Chinese when they talk, Thai when they talk, I know I can separate them out.
Yes, and some of them I'm like, I have no idea what you just said to me.
Yeah, like, I have no idea what they say to me, but as soon as they say it, I say, yep, this guy is Japanese, this guy Korean, this guy Thai, this guy is Chinese. And Chinese, they have Mandarin and Cantonese and Mandarin. Mm-hmm. I can actually spread them out too.
So
that's the thing about language, right? It's very good when you actually try to listen to it and try to mimic it. Mm-hmm. In a sense, you get familiar with the language, and by when familiar, you know exactly where they're from, so you know how to interact with them, because different people, they have different culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
so for me, I value the culture, so most of the time I try to immerse myself in that culture instead of like try to be myself, and you know what I mean?
No, I gotcha.
But see, the thing is with culture is that it's such a broad word that I was keeping the learning Indonesian in mind, and like the culture thing that you guys were talking about throughout this whole week. And I was actually watching with my grandparents, like a Russian comedian talk, say like Russian jokes and stuff like that. He was actually mainly joking about America, but beside the point. There's a lot of jokes in there where you have to like live in this culture, like be completely and totally part of this to understand even like the dumbest joke that he said, like the simplest joke that he said, not even the dumbest, but it's like the simplest thing that he jokes about, you know. You have to be like know so much. It's kind of the same with like it's the same with everybody, right? Everybody has their own thing, everybody jokes about their own things, they talk about their own thing, their own things, you know. And it's very interesting that you say like immerse yourself in their culture, but at the same time, that's really hard to do, man.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You have
to
go way back, and you're like, all right.
Like, if you think about it, dad jokes, not most people don't laugh at it, but actually, it's pretty good if you actually try to immerse yourself into the dad culture.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to understand that they're just trying to make you laugh. It's not like it shouldn't be something. It shouldn't be like the funniest thing in the world, but like sometimes they're funny. And they're at least trying to make a joke to make you know, the situation a little bit lighter. So it also turns into like an intent almost. So I mean dad jokes are fine. I don't have any issues with them.
Yeah, but I mean like beside it being a joke, what I'm trying to say is like culture is a very diverse and very open, and like every single, you know, nationality and like every single, like, I don't know, even closed like societies have their own culture,
mm-hmm.
to what it comes to, and thus like they're different, they'll have different dialects and different proportions, but that's way beyond the scope of what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, I know. You it's know? Just because like I kept trying, because like in my head I'm like, okay, well, when I went there and, you know, having experienced what I experienced, what would I have like tried to like learn now that I could take and use then. So it was just more of like questions of like, you know, where's the bathroom, asking like, oh, or like ordering your own food and like understanding that like daging sapi is beef, or, you know, beef steak. It's just, you know, little things like that. But I don't know. It's, but again, it's, I need to understand what each of these words mean, because it changes, and in a sentence, it may even if the person's speaking it to you, you might not be able to like hear their pronunciation well enough. And I don't know if you guys heard some, did you guys listen to people talk in Indonesian?
Yeah.
Okay. So like with certain words, they would slow down, and other ones they would like speed up, and like it almost like sounded like a running sentence.
Yeah,
that's the first thing, right? I listened to American like English when I got here. You guys pronounce we pronounce the S, the T at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I never know that. I didn't know like why you guys doing that, right? And the exact the same with Indo when they fasted the word, right? Like that AR in there, like para, whatever. They fast so fast that it's almost like a breath. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's coming out of it instead of like pronounce it. So that's a struggle for me too. So it's not only you and Miguel. They speak the word so fucking fast. I don't know how they did it, mm-hmm. but damn, they can be a fucking rapper. I know.
And like you could like hear, because some of them, like I think the M's and the N's, when they're speaking very quickly, it was hard for me to like, oh yeah, I cannot pronounce that. You know, I think this woman was trying to order a piece of pork, and the word for pork is dangi babi, and the way she asked like, is this pork, or like I couldn't, because she was asking it so quickly, I could not pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found that was interesting is there are roles, you know. Their R rules are really different from like Russian or European or even Spanish languages, mm-hmm. you know, because their R rules, they don't roll it at the tip of the tongue like most of the time. They roll it in the back of the throat. Like when you're saying Ruma, which I think means like lovely, you have to like do the R roll as well as like make sure the noise you're making is coming from the deep of your throat, you know, not like clear.
Oh, so okay. I see.
Just trying to adjust to like the proper pronunciation. I thought that was very cool. It sounds really cool. Like I like that. I like deep throats.
Yeah, I was gonna say I definitely. Tried doing the Spanish way of it.
I know you. Yep.
I was, and then trying to like mimic it, but I would definitely start with the like the, like how I'm used to in Spanish, but mimic what they were saying. So I see what you're saying. Yeah, the rolling R's are definitely different than Spanish, but I mean I think it's just kind of like with anything that you're gonna have to trial and error, and then I'm sure once you go to the language or to the country. And you try communicating with people, then we're like, that's not how you say it. And they'll help you, or like you should say this instead of this. And then that's I feel like the best way to learn is trying to like find yourself a buddy that speaks that language, and then just practicing, because they'll tell you when it sounds funny and how to fix it.
Let me ask you guys this: mm-hmm. When people like hear you and Miguel, let's say you speak Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Key, you speak Vietnamese, and obviously I speak Russian, right? And when somebody comes up to you and they're not your demographic, you know, they're not mm-hmm. Hispanic, they're not Vietnamese, or for me, they're not Russian. When they try to speak your language, what's your reaction? Like, you can tell they're just learning it, you know, like right away, because, you know, the accent is wrong. They might be using their own word for something, or like, you know what they mean, right? Mm-hmm. But like the way they structure the sentence is incorrect. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? Do you guys like, are you like, oh, yeah, you know, that was really good, you know, but like, blah, blah, blah. You should have said this, or like, this is pronounced like this, or whatever.
Oh.
Or do you guys get a little bit annoyed?
Say it, man. I don't want to fix them.
Oh, okay. No.
When it comes to me and they say it, I understand it. I'd be like, okay, here you go, do this and that. But otherwise, I don't fix them, because in the way of our language is that you learn by listen. The more you listen, the more you know, right?
Ooh, and okay.
When you fix them, they might do things wrong. Because our language is almost like a singing language, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's up and down all the time. And the way you say it is very different depend on your voice. If you have a deep voice, you say it different. If you have a soft voice, different. It's almost like every language, but our language keep going up and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet a beat in there, people know exactly you're a foreigner. So normally we don't fix you. We just let you run with it until you realize you're wrong.
Gotcha. No, I see what you're saying.
Because when you fix them, it takes them a long time to realize, okay, it's a singing language here. The tones have to be different, go up and down all the time.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I think.
Miguel?
For me, I think a little bit more different because Spanish is more, known throughout the world. And in schools, they teach it as a second language. More in common than they would like Russian or Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
I think like the other language is French that they teach in school. But like for me, if they are learning and they just come up to me and like if they're my friend and they're like asking me for advice, I will give them advice or asking if this is how you pronounce it. But if they're saying something and they're not asking to be corrected, I'm not gonna correct them. It's cool that they're trying to learn a new language. I don't take offense that something's like said wrong or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're definitely putting the time and effort to learn something that they don't know. I've had a few friends that so for example, when we went to Indonesia with Abdullah, they were learning English. So like they would come up to us and like they would try to practice their English, and like they would try to ask us, does this, because they would try to hold conversations and then they would get stuck. They're like, this is what I want to say, but what's the word? So at that point, you understand that it's like a two-way thing here. Someone's asking you a question, trying to understand, and you have the answer. So at that point, you understand that they're asking for you to help them finish their sentence and to help them, let them know that, hey, this is how you should say it. But for separate situations, at that point, you're just then helping your friend.
Of course, like if they ask you for helping or if they ask you for your advice about the language,
mm-hmm.
of course I would help them. But normally, I would just speak normally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's in Vietnamese, right? One word can have 10 different meanings. Depend on how you like raise your voice. Back down. It's fucking weird, man. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
And it depends on your facial too.
That is one of the hardest languages to learn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know, man. Like you can say one word and depends on your facial and your accent and your voice and how the emotion of your voice, man, mm-hmm. you can have so many different meaning and they just interpolate differently.
Oh,
it's fucking weird.
Okay. Yes, yep. I like this word means this and these if you put all these words together it means this because that makes sense in my head. I think Japanese is a little bit similar to Vietnamese, but I don't think it's to the extent or to the extreme that Vietnamese is with the tone. Because I took a semester and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is definitely not what I thought it was going to be. it's
fucking weird.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's language. So people design different way,
Mm-hmm.
But in a sense, it's nice. I mean, to be able to speak two different languages is kind of nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Indo, man, I don't know how to say it. So I look at the Indo rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So to see how they actually speak in the rap song.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
Man, none of them do the rap god thing. I was like, come on, man. Your language is perfect for it.
Oh, like very, very fast.
Yeah.
Very, very mm-hmm. fast.
Uh-huh.
So there's
they only have like a beat, right, in the rap song, but they never have like a rap god moment.
Ooh.
Maybe I couldn't find a rap song like that, but I tried to find a rap song that have a grab gut moment, and I didn't find it. I was like, oh, disappointment. Because your language is perfect for it. This shit is fucking fast.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, no, I think this was a definitely an interesting experience. Also, like, what I like to do is, you know, like, for little kids, when they're going to school, they like to read little nursery rhymes, like, for us in English. Like, they have the same for them. Or, like, little comics that you would read to your kids or stories. I like to read those because those are typically the most simpler words or like the simpler ways to form a sentence so that way a child could understand you. So I think for me, like going forward, I'll look into like more common stories that you would teach your kids, and then try to understand those and then just kind of move up from there. I don't know. What do you guys think?
That's a cool idea. But what for your benefit, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have children, would you let them learn multiple language when they're young?
I mean,
yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I don't see any issue as long as they understand what I'm trying to explain to them. You know.
I mean, definitely they're gonna learn the language you learned when you're bilingual, right? Mm-hmm. Like for example, like you Spanish and Autumn Russian.
Well, that depends, right? Because like, if you don't marry a partner that speaks that language, then obviously they won't be learning that language. Because they're not just going
to learn that thing too, man. How about four languages? If you marry a Spanish girl, you can have Russian, Spanish, English.
No, but that's man, what I'm saying. If you don't have a reason to speak your language mm-hmm. in the house, you know, you're never going to speak it.
Yeah, that's I'm gonna defend.
That's what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. I want a super baby.
Super baby. Just because your kid knows four languages does not make him a super baby.
I don't know. That's making him a lot of money, in my sense.
Yeah, it would make him a lot. It would make him like very popular in school because he would be like, you know, like if you know, like, oh, you're, I don't know. Like, it also depends on like the area you live in, right? So obviously Spanish and English is gonna be two big ones, you know. Like, right. If you know like Korean or Chinese, that would be a big one. And then like, what's fourth? Like, I don't even know what the fourth would be. But like for me, I would actually. Because it also depends on the culture, right? Where we're going back to this. Mm-hmm. So for me, being close with family is very important, and it's a cultural thing. So I would want my kid to like go visit my mom, which would be their grandma. Mm-hmm. And even though my mom speaks English like fluently, I would still want her to like, it would be easier for her to speak Russian because she spoke Russian way longer than she does English, right?
Right, right.
So I would want my grandkids at least to, you know, at least to understand. But at the same time, it would be nice if they also like inhibited their culture, because like Miguel said, you know, he was trying to read the stories that you would read, like nursery rhymes for the little kids. Mm-hmm. You know, every culture has that, you know. So in Russia, we also have them, you know. We have cartoons that like tell all these like different stories of mm-hmm. different kids. And I wouldn't want my kids to miss out on that, because there's actually a lot of good wisdom in them, you know, that you can incorporate it, like I incorporate it in everyday life, you know, just like certain things to remember. Right, and also right. It's fun to make jokes regarding that. So that's a good question, actually. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on a bunch of
factors.
I want
my kid to learn German.
What the so hell? When they are, what?
But I think so when they argue like, with me, they'll be like, nine, nine.
Well, you could just tell them that word. You don't have to.
I don't know.
I mean, like, what if they call you a motherfucker in German? And you're like, well, I don't know what that means.
I don't know. But the thing is, German, every time they speak, it's out very angry, right? But not that angry. Very passionate, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't hear the. I mean, people think when I speak to my mom, it's like, "Are you angry at your mom?" And I'm like, "No, I'm just asking where the milk was. What the hell's wrong with you?" You know, but it's like people always think that, but it's all the tone of your voice. Like sometimes people are loud for just, you know, they don't realize it.
I don't know, man. Vietnamese is like kind of weird. Like our voice is, yeah, the tones of voice is everything. Like I know like. What do you say for when you talk about like talking to your parent and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. But normally it's very soft, right? But when you raise the voice a little bit, you know, like the emotional coming up, you know. But Germany for me, the language, the sound of it, sound very angry for some reason, very passionate.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you're comparing the two, then yeah, by far it's gonna sound more passionate or more, you know, there's definitely more emotion into it. That I don't think it makes it maybe angry per se. It might just be how.
Maybe because of I compare with my culture.
Yeah,
that's why. That's,
yeah, compared yeah, to yours, why. It might sound. But for us, we like in oh Jesus Christ, I hated when my dad would get on the phone because he would start like he would be conversational tone, but as soon as his phone rang, he was already screaming, and I was like, "You need to leave the house because it's you're screaming and it's loud."
Like my dad did the same thing. You know, I was like, man, the person next to you or the person on the other phone, they don't need to put on speaker.
Yeah.
They just let the phone there and talk.
That's just a common thing with older people because I have to tell the same thing to my grandparents and my mom. Because like they love to speak on speakerphone because we'll do like chats with my brother who lives far away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the whole family is sitting and talking to him. And then like my grandparents or my mom would just start yelling. And I'm like, it's not 1960s. You know, phones pick up just fine. You can hear what you're saying. You don't have to yell through the entire house. It's
right,
to hear
right.
What you're saying.
The neighbors don't need to hear this conversation.
Yeah, even though they don't understand it, you know, still stop yelling. You know, they'll think we're having a dispute.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is what it is. I think it's just kind of like learning from it and how they express emotion. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yep, I think we'll drop it at
oh,
that.
Oh, well, are you guys going to continue learning Indo?
I would like to. I definitely want to keep listening to like the phrases and then trying to retain as much as I can. Because I mean, I'm always listening to music while I'm working or like while I'm... playing video games, so might as well just, you know, try to retain this because like I said in the last video when we went to the smaller islands of Indonesia, I could honestly see myself living there. Uh-huh. So maybe if I learned the language, why not? You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a sense what I learned from this week is two word. I know ya is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And hello is hello.
Yep.
You probably should use salam because salam is also a very unique phrase for saying hello, and you can actually use that in a lot of different cultures that speak Arabic because salam alaikum means like hello, right? Mm-hmm. And then their response would be like, oh, hello, alaikum al salam al shala. And then, you know, they do that, and you're like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah, I just know that word.
I just know that one word, you know, may God, you know. Allah bless you. Anyways, so I think this was our attempt at learning Indonesian. As you guys can see, everybody's different. Everybody learns differently. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are trying to learn a new language, just pick whatever works for you. You know, there has been a lot of cases where people just listening to the language could understand speaking it. But if you want to go the full mile, because like, you know, when you fill out a job application, they're like, all right, so you know how to speak this language. Like, what do you know about it? And you're like, okay, well, I can read, write and speak. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So those old three different things that, you know, you need to like. I don't know, I guess break down and just put achievable goals for yourself as to what you're trying to achieve. So like if you want to say hi to the grocery lady that you constantly see on weekly basis or something like that, you know, just start with you might not need like the reading or the writing that much. You just want to focus on the speaking part of
right.
the language.
Mm-hmm.
Conversational language, exactly. And and just go from there. And like always, you know, sucking at something is the first step of being kind of good at something.
Or at least showing like an attempt. I think it's always big.
And people most of the time, right, especially if they're like kind of older people and they're not like me, because like, you know, I've brought this like, how do you guys feel when people come up and talk to you in certain language?
Yeah,
I'm kind of getting tired of it because people just keep saying the same fucking thing over and over to me again. Good for you.
This again.
They'll either, yeah, they'll do like the Counter-Strike thing or they'll do like the Kagdila, you know, which is like, how are you? And it's like, it's cool, you know, it's pretty easy. That's nice, you know, good for you, you know, keep trying. But like, you can tell they're not trying to learn language. They just know like a few phrases and they're just like use them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time they're not, you know, it's like if you know a couple of phrases in a certain language, it'll actually make them, you know, like you a bit more because you're like, oh, hey, you know, this guy appreciates my culture. You know, he like knows certain things about my culture, you know, So yeah. So anyways, we're going to move on to the next topic. And because everybody's still stuck at home and we can't go outside because people are idiots and they keep reproducing the virus, we have decided that we're going to talk about playing card games because that is what I've been doing for the past couple of weeks. And that was also a very good pastime to hang out with your family, you know, get a couple of laughs in. And
oh, for
yeah,
sure.
So we're all going to pick a card game. And we're going to figure out, I guess, the rules. And we're going to play the card game a couple times. And we're going to decide what we think.
Yep. Sounds good. Cool. I mean, I'm sure we all have, like I said, different experiences where, or situations that we're like, okay, well, there's nothing else to do. We have a deck of cards. We have a group of people. Or like
strip poker.
Yeah, you know, things like that. Or you're at a friend's house and you guys are drinking some beer, some brewskis, and you know, you end up playing like a King's Cup or just kind of like things to like break the ice.
You gotta explain the car to me, because to be honest, I don't know jack about cars.
I mean, the only one that I can remember off the top of my head is like the one that we used to play when we would first like
throw a party. Or is this like a card?
Uno is a different card. So when we say card games, we're talking about like playable cards. Yeah. Uno is a specific type of game that utilizes cards as its like
its own unique cards.
Yeah.
But is this card against humanity?
So that
wait, what did you say?
Car against humanity.
That's also different. Yeah, that's like also a completely separate
game.
So
your car is like stack of the deck of cards.
Yes. Yeah, so the 52 cards. Yes, the ones they use in poker, 21. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you've heard of those. Those are the kind of cards we're talking about.
Right.
But because it's gambling and not very, you know, like poker is actually kind of fun when you're not playing for money. You know, when there's like nothing to lose and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of more like family friendly games. Like, I don't know if you want to teach your kids poker. I mean, if you do, more power to you. But I'm saying like kind of like a quick game where you can just like keep going over and over again. You can like develop different scenarios of what's happening, you know?
Right. So maybe it's not like card games, like you're saying. Maybe you could do something similar to Uno. I know my parents like to play this game called, I forget it. No, it's a board game. Never mind.
Okay. Background, like I gotta tell the listener about my background,
of
right?
Of course.
So I grew up in a family where they don't let me play any card because gambling is bad. And in our country, the gambling addiction is very serious. So when I was a kid, nobody let me play any cards, right? I don't even know what the hell is cards. Until this guy come in and show me how to play 13, then they show me how to play 21. Otherwise, I don't fucking know what's going on.
Yeah, but it was fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Definitely an
yeah.
experience.
But I like to have some more fun with money. But that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, go ahead.
So I guess I mean I already know what my cards game is gonna be. That's what I've been playing. It's called Fool. You know,
because okay.
The last person that gets left is a fool. And then that person deals the cards.
Smart. I like it.
Yeah. So basically the way you play it is...
I was going to say, wait until next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can talk about like what it's called, but let's leave the details for next week.
Oh, you gotcha. Yep. Thank you, Miguel.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Miguel. So
I was going to say, like, is that typically a game that you would play... when your family gets together and like maybe the cousins come over to hang out. I don't know. Okay. It's like a general family game for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Actually, no, I am absolutely lying. When my family comes over here, because I have like younger nieces and nephews and stuff,
mm-hmm.
we usually play a board game, but it's not a family game. It's a kind of like, you know, okay, who lost? All right, I'm playing you then. You know, that sort of just only a one-on-one kind of game, but it's an Armenian game.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, something totally different. But like this card game is something that we used to play when my brother was here, with my grandparents. My mom doesn't like to play card games, and like so she just will like, all right, you guys are playing card games. I'm gonna go clean, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
So,
can a business build a deck of cards?
You can build a card house. Is that what you mean?
Yes, a car house.
No. It has to be a card game.
Yeah, I mean...
The car house isn't a game? What are you guys talking about? I have nobody to play with. I'm quarantined, man.
I'm sure there are different types of games that you can play, or you could research maybe a game that you could play by yourself, and then just kind of let us know your findings, or even if you don't find the game that is by yourself, just let us know the ones that you did try. Because, I mean, again, this is just...
It's not like I'm going to send you a picture of my deck of cards in
I mean,
a house.
We don't. It's kind of.
I don't think it's a picture.
Yeah, we're not doing a picture because how the hell are you going to take a picture of the game?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard. But I think
yeah, that's what the explanation. Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of my house car. Okay. It's going to look pretty.
There you go.
Okay.
You could do that. That's fine. But for me, it was a game that we played like in the military while we were training. Not, I wouldn't say all the time, but like when we would go out to the field, there was obviously no internet. You couldn't take your phones. And there was some time to like just kind of like hang around, but everyone and I do mean this when I say everyone, almost everyone had a deck of cards, so you're learning different games from different cultures and then you're just kind of like enjoying, you know, the company. So I'll just kind of pick one of the card games that we used to play and just kind of explain it to you guys. But I mean, it's sure it's like a common thing throughout, but I think for me it just kind of brings back a memory of like, you know, everybody maybe not having the best of time because we're stuck out there working on like a weekend, or you know, we're out doing some training and it's like pouring rain and you're, you know, all muddy and all that stuff, but you try not to think about, you know, those things. You just try to like, okay, well, you know, I'm only here for another 2 more hours and I can go back and play some cards, or you know, it's something to look forward to. That's what card games was for me. So I'll go in a little bit more detail about that next week.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time. We'll update on how this went. And please, guys, stay inside, stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.